The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionix, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
Thank you for connecting with the Radio Today programme. It's not so much a podcast this week as a bobcast. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at 107 Jack FM in Reading. And today, I'm in what used to be 106 Jack FM, just outside Stevenage in Hertfordshire. But as of a week last Monday, it's now 106 Bob FM. So Jack has gone out the back with Paul Simon, and we're going to find out why. And we're going to talk to programme controller and breakfast host Graham Mack. Your name doesn't rhyme with the station anymore. No, you should be Graham Knob.
It's a real shame. I could be Graham Knob to a lot of people. I think I am, Trevor.
So I want to find out what has been happening in your extraordinary career. But first of all, let us talk about the radio station. From Jack to Bob, why was that?
Well, the owners, which is Shadow Radio Holdings, decided that they wanted to go on to DAB. It was a great way to grow really quickly. We're going on to DAB, and there was a dispute, and the dispute was over whether we would have the exclusive rights to the name Jack. It's difficult to say the word Jack because we've stopped ourselves saying it, and there's a fine of a pound if you say it in the building.
I can see one. Here's a pound coin on the studio table in front of me.
So it seems a bit it's a bit strange saying it anyway. There was a dispute over the exclusivity because you pay a license and you get the exclusive rights to the name, in our case in Hertfordshire, on FM. But DAB is a whole different deal.
It's a bigger area, isn't it?
Much bigger. We're now in Hartsbeds, Bucks, Northamptonshire. And by the end of the year, you'll be able to drive all the way from Milton Keynes to Heathrow and get us if you've got DAB in the car. So we decided that the easiest thing to do was, well, we asked the listeners first. We told them there was a problem. Their suggestion was, well, why don't you just change the name if it's just a word?
Let's hear that clip from your opening morning when you talk about this.
Over the past few weeks, hundreds of names have been suggested.
Like Jill and Pulse, Phoenix and Gift, Bob FM, Community, Pump House Radio, OMG FM, Stag, Austin's, Alan, Steve, Park Radio, Buzz, Saffron and Sherbet, and Ernie and Radio Gaga, Hedgehog FM, Shire and Bacon, Punch, Good, Tracks and Revolution, Charlie, Amber, Rabbit and Kickstart FM, Rebecca, Sky, Immortal, Music and Sax, Sexy FM, Freedom, Smart, Duke, Smile, Jolene, Forge, Tilly, Easy, and Smack.
I can tell you now that a new name for this radio station has been selected.
There are some good names there, you know, Graham. Some folks might say that Bob isn't the best of them. Why did you settle anyway on Bob? Which is a name that's used in other places around the world, isn't it?
We thought it was a good name. We thought it was a friendly name. We can't think of a bad Bob. All the Bobs that we've heard of are nice Bobs or friendly Bobs. And also, as well as that, when we did some research into the history of Jack, it showed us that Bob came first. This kind of radio playing a massive playlist in Canada, from what we can work out, started first, and then 2 years later, Jack came along. So we thought, well, that'd be kind of fitting as well.
So you've swapped Jack the Ripper for Bob the Builder.
Yes.
That's your zeitgeist, right?
Absolutely.
I'm with you. So Jack famously is playing what they want.
Yes.
What are you doing?
You'll hear all sorts of stuff.
You'll hear all sorts of stuff. That's a bit similar, though, isn't it?
Well, there's no duplication of any of the words.
Fine.
And it's telling you what you'll hear rather than what we're playing, which I think is more important.
OK, so I drove here to see you today, and I heard Bruce Springsteen, and I heard Paul Simon, And I thought, I'm liking this. I used to run a radio station in the 1980s that sounded like this. Is that what it's about? Is it a sort of middle-class rock?
Not really. It's a little bit that way. But we play the new Lily Allen tune. We play new music. Some jack stations don't play that much new music, but we play quite a few newer tunes as well. We play... No, you'll hear all sorts of stuff.
You're on message there, Graham. Well done. No need to put that pound back on the table. OK, so when I was at Reading, I was talking about the business of broadcasting on the fringes of London. And this is sort of famously called the Home Counties. In fact, that's what it says on your DAB reader, doesn't it? It says Bob Home Counties.
Yeah.
So what are the issues about broadcasting to an area like this, which, let's face it, is full of people who do work in London?
Well, we have to be aware of that. We have to be aware that there are stations in London and that a lot of those stations are stations that they will go to for information about the City of London. So we have to be as local as we can be, but still acknowledge the fact that a lot of people spend a lot of their day outside the area.
And Stevenage as a town, is that your sort of epicentre? Do you think of that as where you belong?
It is at the moment, yeah. But Welwyn Garden City and even St Albans, and I live in Hitchin, and, you know, we're very popular there.
If you live around here, of course, you don't use the word city. You just call it Welwyn Garden.
That's right, yeah. Or Welwyn, which is confusing because there is another...
There's another place.
Yeah.
Called, yeah. You'll get, don't worry, you'll get the hang of it. which brings me to you and your career. Now, here you are, you know, a Sony Award winner, with lots of BBC radio experience, celebrated by our colleagues across the pond on the Radio Stuff podcast. And here you are in, let's be honest, a small radio station in the Home Counties. So
yeah.
What's been the trajectory here?
Well, I wanted to... I was a programme controller a few years ago for a couple of years at 2CR in Bournemouth and really and did the breakfast show as well. Really enjoyed it. Wanted to get back to doing that kind of thing. And the industry's changed, as you know. And for what is unkindly probably called smaller operators, there's a bonanza now because there's a lot of people out there, you know, talented people who would like to get more hands-on with the kind of work they do. You can't do that in the very big groups. You certainly can't do that with the BBC. So you get the chance to do that, to get involved and to be part of the decision-making process. And the, shall we call, the smaller owner-operators have got this pool of people. I mean, you know, you spoke to Daryl Denham the other
Indeed.
Week. And there's Robin Banks and there's like... And the great thing about these people that are out there now is if they did, and I'm not saying they did, but if they had any kind of ego problem, it's all kind of gone away
yeah.
now because now they're the one that has to answer the questions and has to get on with it.
But the interesting thing for me as well is that as the heritage ILRs drift into their network formats, surely this is the golden opportunity for you guys, isn't it, to be local? You know, you can be the Sound of Hertfordshire or Bedfordshire in a way that your Hearts and Smooths and Capitals simply can't anymore and don't want to be.
That's right, yeah. So we get to do that. We get to have all the fun and meet the people and talk to the people at the events and get the feedback and just
So would you like to have some more presenters on air? I'm sure that must be, for you, something of a frustration. There you are. You build up your audience with The Breakfast Show, which has got lots of interaction and, you know, people ringing in and Facebooking and doing all that stuff. And then you kind of close down, don't you? Because then you go all
that's
automated.
That's unkind. We don't close down,
well, it's not unkind. you stop being what you and I would call a full-service radio station, don't you? Of course, you have live news in between your pre-selected music plots. But wouldn't you like to have more presenters on if you could afford it?
I suppose so, if we could find the right kind of people, if we could afford it. But that's it, you know, finding the right kind of people. There's a lot of people who used to be on in the middle of the day on radio stations this size that maybe given the choice and given the problems they can cause, you'd probably be better off without, you know.
No names.
No.
All right, I understand. So how much are you enjoying yourself? It sounds to me like you're extremely happy.
I'm having a ball. I've never worked at a radio station where I've had so much to do. I said I was program control at 2CR in Bournemouth, but I didn't have anything to do with the playlist. You know, whereas here you get on with everything. And if you hear a song, you know, we have a chat about it. And if we like it, we put it on, you know.
So you'll hear all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that if you fancy, I don't know, a bit of Dolly Parton, you can just say, I'll play a Dolly Parton record?
I think that would be a hard sell to Brett Harley, the boss, because we had a discussion over the new Peter Andre song, which I think isn't a bad song. But it's Peter Andre.
Yeah,
so we draw
me.
The line there. Yeah.
Okay, so no Peter Andre, no Dolly Parton.
Exactly.
But that leaves you quite a bit of canvas to paint on, doesn't it?
Yeah, we played Led Zeppelin this morning on breakfast. We played Whole Lot of Love.
And the other thing we should talk about is what a brilliant place this is. You're in a very rural area of Hertfordshire. You're a few miles out of Stevenage, quite near Nebworth, which is best known for Nebworth Hall and the big old rock concerts. But honestly, you are really in a tiny village, aren't you? It's beautiful.
We're actually in the grounds of Nebworth Park. This is the old pump house where the water was pumped from a well to the house. So that's where we are, yeah. It's
which
lovely.
Part of rock and roll tradition,
yes.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are your competitors up here?
Well, we've got, you know, the usuals, the Hearts, the usual suspects, and we've got all of the London stations. They all get in. And
You've got a very curious BBC presence here, haven't you? Because you've got what they call BBC Three Counties, which was Radio Bedfordshire, and many would argue still is. And I think people who live in your Wellings and Letchworth, Hitchin, Stevenage, this area, I don't think they necessarily feel served as well as they might be. So that's another opportunity for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we are the local station, no matter whether we've got live presenters on or not. We're the local station. And if you listen to our ad content, most of our ads are, you know, they're for local clients. There's not that many national ads on in comparison to the local ones.
And isn't that what commercial radio was meant to do? Isn't that what it was licensed to be, an opportunity for local advertisers?
Yeah, absolutely. So through the day, although, you know, it's automated, but there's plenty of local content. If you want a deal on tyres, this is the station to listen to.
It's better than that, everyone. All right, well, hit the road, Jack and Mac, and thanks for having us, Graham. Really appreciate it. It's the Radio
pleasure.
Today programme. Shall we have some news? I think we will after this message, which is nothing to do with tyres, by the way.
Broadcast by Onyx, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, NewsBoss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
Noel Edmonds is in the news this week saying he wants to buy the BBC. And when interviewed by Richard Bacon on 5 Live, he also said he'd like to cut BBC local radio. He didn't say exactly what he'd like to cut, but continuing the service as it is obviously wasn't on his priority list. Let's hope he doesn't actually end up owning the BBC. Big changes for Gold soon, as the station and the network will be removed from most of the country on AM and strip back all presenters outside of breakfast. The station will become a non-stop music service after 10 a.m. Meanwhile, younger sister station Smooth Radio goes regional with additional presenters next week from Monday the 24th of March. Read more on this and all our stories this week at radiotoday.co.uk. That's the latest. I'm Roy Martin.
Thank you, Roy. Nice to have you back. Let's have some radio moments now with David Lloyd.
It broadcast just 1 hour a day. It had four staff, and the BBC launched it this week, 32 years ago.
BBC Radio Guernsey is the latest of the BBC's local radio station network, providing a local service for Alderney, Sark, Herm and Guernsey. BBC Radio is due to be officially opened by the Bailiff of Guernsey in just a few moments.
This is a great and historic occasion when our own radio station, BBC Radio Guernsey, goes on the air and commences to serve the people of the bailiwick. It was in January of last year that the states agreed to the establishment in this island of a community radio station by the British Broadcasting Corporation. Now, in little more than a year, the BBC has established that radio station and has brought it into operation.
The launch of Radio Guernsey this week in 1982. A landmark birthday this week for the chap who's been talking to London for generations. Steve Allen is 60.
I've never rated the staff in there, where they seem to have got all of life's losers. You know, it's you've got a woman serving you who's got sort of dyed hair with a ring through her nose. Now, I'm sorry, I always think slovenly attitude, you know, from management, slovenly workers. Simple as that.
Steve, in the midst of one of his famous LBC tirades. He's been at LBC now for 35 years. Here's a younger Steve on the news.
Transport Minister Nicholas Ridley is confirming that the government is considering bringing in troops to replace striking dockers. He says the government won't stand by and watch the country brought to a standstill.
Like so many of his generation, Steve began his radio career at UBN, the United Biscuits Network.
When I first joined UBN 4.5 years ago, I never realised that one day it would close. It's more than a job, it's a family, a way of life. We're also one of the best teams around. And to say thanks to all the people concerned would take all day. But one person who obviously springs to mind is Alan King. Without him having the confidence in me, you might not be listening to this message.
Happy 60th birthday, Steve Allen. And staying with LBC this week, in 1975, the station gave away 20,000 daffodils at railway stations to mark the start of spring. 1986 now, and breakfast changes at Radio 2.
Breakfast listening.
Morning, morning. Yes, Jameson here, starting yet another career at the age of... excuse me, yes, everybody's talking.
Derek Jameson taking over from Ken Bruce on Breakfast at Radio 2. From beginnings to ends, and this week, 34 years ago, the Radio Caroline ship, the MV Mi Amigo, sank.
Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously we hope to be back with you as soon as possible, but we'd just like to assure you all on land that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment we'd like to say goodbye. Tom?
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion really. I'll have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboat hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another,
yeah,
Tom.
I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
The last poignant moments in the life of one of the original Radio Caroline ships this week in 1980. On a lighter note, there's a new entry in this week's chart in 1981.
We have a new entry at
number 26
from Darren Darren. Thank you very much for a couple of people who rang up and I didn't realise that I said it, but I mispronounced the name. I said Darren Darren and Planet Earth at number 26, when of course it should be, as everybody knows, Duran Duran. When you're doing a tight schedule process, sometimes you mispronounce things. I do apologise. None of us are too big to apologise.
The legendary Tony Blackburn. It's exactly 20 years this week since the seeds were set for the final national commercial radio service. Six bids for the speech-based radio licence were received, and they were from News Talk, Apollo, LBC, First National Entertainment, the Jim Black Broadcast Company, and the eventual winner, Talk Radio. 1976, and commercial radio arrives this week in Northern Ireland.
And we kick the whole thing off this morning with Randy Edelman, former hit for the Unit 4 Plus 2, a song called Concrete and Clay. Welcome to the world of 293 Downtown Radio.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning.
The launch of Downtown Radio this week in 1976 in troubled times. Finally this week, a farewell to one of the most famous names in American music radio. Ron Lundy died this week 4 years ago. Take a listen to this.
WABC Music Radio, this is Ron Lundy. Good afternoon. Raining now, 33. WABC degrees. I just thought I'd play a song for you by the Bee Gees. Is that okay? Thank you.
Good morning.
So with Radio Jackie launching in London this week in 69, XFM launching in Manchester 8 years ago.
97.7 XFM Manchester is live on air.
And Piccadilly shareholders rejecting the Midlands radio deal 25 years ago.
After the radio station's shareholders voted narrowly to reject a planned merger between Piccadilly and two stations in the Midlands.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!
UK-voiceover.com.
Audio production starting from £3.
UK-voiceover.com.
On Twitter at UK Voiceover.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Roy. This has been the Radio Today programme from Bob FM, courtesy of Graham Mack and his chums. I'll see you next time.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.